We are 11 lines down from the top on Chaf Vav Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Bas Yisrael lo siyaleh desa overes kochavim, mibnei sheyim yaledes ben la overes kochavim. A Jewish woman is not allowed to deliver a baby for an idolatrous woman because she's going to be helping and assisting bringing an idolatrous child into the world. And we know that idolaters are dangerous because they're going to kill other Jews. So you're essentially allowing, bringing a baby into the world that may come to kill other Jews. Again, you can see the relationship, the very tenuous relationship between Yisraelim and Overes Kochavim or Ovedim Kochavim in times of the Gemara, and obviously in other times of history as well. Aval Overes Kochavim mi'aledes bas Yisrael. However, an idolatrous woman is allowed to deliver a Jewish baby, which one would want to question, why would that be okay? If we're concerned that idolatrous women or idolaters in general kill Jews, well, then why would we allow this idolatrous woman to deliver this baby? So we'll have to see Rabbi Meir's opinion in the Gemara. Bas Yisrael lo teinik b'nashal overes kochavim. A Jewish woman is not allowed to nurse the child of an idolatrous woman. Again, for the same reason as the Mishnah stated about delivering a non-Jewish baby. Aval overes kochavim menika b'na shel Yisrael birashusa. But an idolatrous woman is allowed to nurse a Jewish baby so long as it's in the Jewish woman's home. And we'll have to see. Rashi points out that as long as it's in the Jewish home, because if she's nursing in the home of the idolatrous woman, then we would be concerned about murder. Now, the Mishnah doesn't mention, what if there are more people around? What if there are other Jews that are almost like, you know, a mashkiach or something like that, so that they can prevent it? That the Mishnah doesn't discuss. But the Gemara does mention that as well. Tanu Rabbanan. Bas Yisrael lo tziyaleh desa overes kochavim, mnei shem yalas ben lo ber kochavim. First, we mentioned the Braisa begins by saying that a Jewish woman is not allowed to deliver the baby of an idolatrous woman because she's helping to assist in bringing an idolater into the world. Ve'overes kochavim lo siyaleh des bas Yisrael, mipnei shechashudin al shvichos damim, divrei Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Meir comes along and says, conversely, an idolatrous woman is also not allowed to deliver a Jewish baby. Why? Because we're concerned that she's going to kill the baby. The Chachamim argue, V'chachamim omrim, overes kochavim mi'aledes es bas Yisrael, bizman she'acheros omdos al gaba, avalo beino levena. Says the Chachamim, yes, Rabbi Meir, you're right. We would not allow an idolatrous woman to deliver the baby of a Jew if it's just the two of them alone. But if there are other women around, then we won't be concerned. She won't be able to kill the baby at that time. She wouldn't do it in public. For Rabbi Meir Omer, afilu acheros omdos al gaba namilo. Rabbi Meir says, even if there are other women there, we would still not allow the idolatrous woman to deliver the Jewish baby. Dezimnen demancha layada apusa v'kadalei v'lo mischazika. Sometimes she would be able to put her hands around the baby's membrane, around the brain, and just kill the baby without anyone realizing what she is doing. Now the question that let's finish the Gemara first. Kiahia isza, like this woman to Amr the Chaverta, she said to her friend Molda Yehudayasa Bas Molda Yehudasa. So one non-Jewish, one idolatrous friend said to her other to disparage her. Oh, you're the doula of a Jew, the daughter of a Jew, of a Jew. So you're someone who always delivers Jewish babies. Amr la. So the woman said back to her, Nefishin bishta. Said, your embarrassment should be so great because I'm someone who spills so much blood of these Jewish babies. Your blood should be spilled just like I spill their babies. So you see that there is this precedent for idolatrous women to kill Jewish babies. For Rabbanan, so how would the Rabbanan then reconcile this story? It seems to indicate that the idolatrous women do kill the babies, even if omdos al gaba, even if there are others around, amalei lohi. That's not really the case. It's not. It didn't really happen. But milsa ba'almahudu akim. She's just making a generic statement, but the story didn't really occur. So ultimately, we have what appears to be a machlokes in Tiramera and the Chachamim. Everyone agrees that a Jewish woman should not deliver the baby of an idolater, but can an idolatrous woman deliver the baby of a Jew? Rav Meir says, under no circumstances is it permissible, because we're considered for murder. For if an idolatrous woman would deliver an idolatrous woman to deliver a Jewish baby, but for a Jewish woman. To deliver a non-Jewish baby, an idolatrous woman's child would be prohibited in all circumstances. But for an idolatrous woman to deliver a Jewish baby, there, Rav Meir says again, shvichos damim were considered about murder. But the Chachamim would say, it depends. If there are other people around, we can be lenient. If not, no. What if it's done in the Jewish woman's home and there aren't other people around? That would be a third scenario. So Toslo says, even if it's Bereshus Yisraelis, if she is alone, there are no other people around, then we would not allow the idolatrous woman to deliver the baby of a Jew. And then Tosfos goes on to mention that if it's a Yotzei V'Nichnas, almost like a Hashkacha thing, if it's a Yotzei V'Nichnas, that there's somebody coming in and out of the house, then we would be lenient. And then he does add on, V'im Kein Tzarech Lizahir, this is the top Tosfos on Chafav, Tzarech Lizahir Shelo Lahaniach Yisraelis HaHolchos Chutz L'Ir as B'na Yechidi B'Bayis B'yad Me'nekas Oved Kochavim, Oved Es Kochavim, that a person should be careful not to leave the child, a Jewish woman should not leave her young child alone in the house with an idolatrous woman who would be nursing him, if there isn't another Jewish woman in the city, and unless someone's coming in and out of the house. And similarly, he says, once it's ready late at night in the evening time and no one's around, there's never going to be a Yotzei V'Nichnas because everyone's going to be sleeping, then it would certainly be dangerous to do and prohibited. Again, you see this deteriorating relationship between Jews and idolaters. So that is the end of this sugya as it applies to, at this point at least, as it applies to delivering babies and nursing babies. The next Gemara is going to focus more on nursing, and there we might see a couple different nuances in halacha.